Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my websites, smallbusinessadvocate.com and ageofthecustomer.com. The second one is the website for my new book, The Age of the Customer. Prepare for the moment of relevance. Lindsay Madison is with us. She's the Chief Product Officer and co-founder of HipLogic. And it's just like you might think it would be spelled, except the C is a Q. HipLogic with a Q on the end. .com is the website, right, Lindsay?
Correct.
And tell us about your company and tell us about the technology you have.
Basically, what we do, we have a patented technology that's unique for our marketplace. It will transform the way that you look at social media. We help businesses find new customers on Twitter.
Just on Twitter, huh?
Just on Twitter. Right now, that's our main focus.
Now, so what if somebody's got a new kind of pork and beans to sell, or a new kind of sandals, or a new kind of dog food, or whatever? You think you have a way to help them find the people that you segment the Twitterverse, so to speak, so that just those people get that message?
Yes, because what our application does is it pulls in keywords by relevance and where they're located near a business. And then what it allows you to do is immediately respond to those people who are out there talking about your products and services. And you can incentivize them with offers to get them to walk in the door. And so that's really what our application focuses on.
So if I was going to ask you to stack rank the social media platforms for a small business that was trying to develop a social media strategy, but apparently I already know which one's on the top of your list.
Yeah, you definitely need to be on Twitter. That's where people are out there. They are just out there telling you what they want and what they need. They're saying, I am craving food right now. It's lunchtime. Where should I eat? And our application allows you to go and engage with them and give them offers and give them, you know, a reason to come into your store. And so
which in your case includes local search, right?
Yes, completely. And that's what's so important is we're a small business ourselves, so we completely resonate with all the small businesses out there. And it's hard to cut through all the noise of social media, and there's millions of conversations. So our application helps filter those conversations and help you find the ones that are most relevant to your business.
So somebody goes online at night at 11 o'clock and says, I'm hungry, what's for lunch? And then you help them find the local delicatessen, so to speak, and you push something out to them, and then they find that delicatessen, which just turns out it's right around the corner, and they go there and they have lunch and they follow the delicatessen. Now the next morning, the delicatessen pushes out what's on the menu to that person. They don't have to ask next time. They don't have to ask next time what's for lunch. They can see it on their tweet, right?
Exactly. It's all about building up. I mean, everyone knows that they need to have a presence on social media because that's where your customers are. But it's also very smart how to be on the social media. You need to do it in the right strategy.
So now that we've given the proper homage to Twitter, what's after Twitter? What would you tell your clients to do as plan B?
I would say, so start with Twitter. It's important to be on Facebook because that's where people are living their lives. You know, they're telling you every single detail of their morning, day, and night. And so it's really important to have a presence on Facebook. And that's where people are going to tell you about your products and services. And so it's really important when you create a page to listen to your customers as well and not just push messages. You know, customers are tired of the push messages.
Contribute first, contract second, right?
Exactly. So I would say Facebook next, and then Instagram is really a great way to showcase your products and services. And so people love pictures. They love to look at pretty things. And so Instagram gives you a great outlet to share your products and services.
Now, that's where I go, Lindsay, to get my next nail design, my next fingernail design. That's where I go for that.
Me too. Me too. It's a great place
exactly.
for that.
So Lindsay, if I've got a video up on, if I do a 90-second video on how to do something that my customers can use, I put that up on Vimeo, I put that up on YouTube or whatever, and but then I can tell people how to get there from the Twitter account, right?
Exactly, yeah. I mean, that's a great way. They can integrate together. They work really well together. It's just using them in the right way. And you could even, you know, that 90-minute or 90-second video could put that on Pinterest and allow customers to pin that so they can come back to it. So, yeah, it's a great how-tos and tips. You know, that's what I was going to go into next.
What do I have Pinterest. What do I have to do to do business with your company and use your technology? What do I have to do?
All you have to do is go to socialcentive.com and then sign up.
Spell that. Social what?
Socialcentive. It's C-E-N-T-I-V.
Okay. Socialcentive.com. Okay, go ahead.
And then sign up for an account. And at this time, everything is free. We're in beta testing right now, and so we just want to get... We're wanting to get feedback from the users.
All right, so folks, check it out. It's the way to do go local with Twitter. It's what it sounds like to me. Hey, Lindsay, thanks for being here. Good job and good luck.
Thank you, Jim. Have a great day.
Come back later and tell us how things are going. Quick break. Stay with me. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.